Fun on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. If you're just tuning in, welcome. If you're not just tuning in, hello, my name is Jamie. I'm the host of the semi-weekly, I'd say mostly weekly. We're going about 6 weeks in a row, 5 weeks in a row here on this show, where I play music most of the time. However, today is a very special episode, folks. I just happen to have a special guest in the studio with me today. It's been a while. One might say it's been a while since I've had a guest. That used to be a thing on the show, actually. I used to actually bring in guests, believe it or not, every week, and I would actually do things with them. But I gave up on that idea. But seems like that format's having a revival as of late, because a good friend of mine just happened to pop by the studio today, just happened to be hanging out in the Medford Somerville area, and pop by the studio to be a guest on my show. He is a Tufts alumni. Recent Tufts alumni. He is a good friend of mine. As I said earlier, he's a fan of music and a student of life. Folks, please welcome John C. Merfeld. John, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jamie. I'm just about to finish a social media post about this exact event that's happening right now.
John Merfeld, resident PR manager here. We're having fun.
Yeah. Normally, I'm just
really helps get the word out. Normally, John's working hard in ops. All right. But just for this show.
Phone off now.
Really, just for this show.
Yeah. How am I coming through the board, Jamie? Full signal? Am I peaking?
John, you're doing great.
Am I peaking at 0 dB?
You're hitting the red, but not too much.
Okay, just a little bit of clipping.
No, John, no
clipping. Clip.
It's only clipping a little bit. Yeah, no, John.
Get that natural distortion.
John, your levels are fantastic.
Oh, thank God.
I never really check the levels when I'm talking.
I've noticed going through old Electric Hours, my mic is always way louder than anybody else's. But you can still hear him.
Whoops.
But it's just like way clearer what I'm saying. I think I just maybe talk closer to the mic also than most people do.
You know, I like
getting, I understand how they work.
I like getting up and close, getting all those mouth sounds.
Well, that's why the windscreen's there.
Yeah.
For your plosives.
No, I know it's like whenever, like,
goose, bear.
John, if we're.
Platypus. Those
hard consonants.
Yeah.
Cocoon.
Well.
Get all the stops in there.
Yeah.
Buh. Big bear. Big dog.
Dude. Daffodil.
Most masculine show on the air. If we're talking levels.
Yeah, let's talk levels.
If we're talking levels, I know it's kind of annoying that like I'll like be playing a song and like it'll have like it'll be quiet, so I'll turn it up and then like the bass comes in like boom, and then it freaks out on me. And like just but it's not even like loud bass. It's just like some bass, and then it immediately it's like ease up on the bass, Flea. It's like, come on.
I think the WMFO, I don't know how, like, exactly what's happening to the signal, but I guess it's just kind of being compressed a little bit,
right?
And limited, but I think it sounds really nice. Like, when you've played my music through WMFO, I always think it sounds really cool.
Oh, absolutely. I'm not complaining about
the
sound quality at all. It's,
Yeah.
It's very impressive.
Yeah.
You just
can't handle this bass drops. you get lured into a false sense of security.
All that rampant dubstep I play. Well, I don't know, or like there are songs I play where like the artists like intentionally make it quieter at the beginning so that when it gets louder, it's like
yeah, dance yourself clean. We get it.
Yeah,
get it, James.
What a prime example.
Yeah,
that's probably the best example.
Oh man. First time I heard that, I was listening to it so loud.
And why is his voice so quiet?
Yeah, I was like, I know what's going to happen. Yeah, I was very amused.
Oh, man, that would be a great sound cue. That would be an...
Are you going to look for it? Well, meanwhile... Jamie, I know we had talked on the way in about how we wanted to maybe discuss the new LCD Sound System record.
Absolutely.
I think for all the audio fans out there on this Sunday afternoon, I'm sure they'd be interested to hear. And hey, feel free to call in. That's what I say. It's very fun getting a phone call here.
Yeah.
If you can tell, I'm a former WMFO DJ.
855-915-9636. 855-915-WMFO is the line.
And one lucky caller.
We'll win. This is a long intro.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh, yo, you got it. Okay.
There it is. It's a... It's as loud as it goes.
Dude, I saw that live.
Was it big?
It was.
Did they
big.
Open with
I mean, everybody knew it was coming.
Yeah, right.
No, they opened with
They should have done it like, man. They should do it if when they do it live, they should. Look, I don't want to be the guy to tell LCD Sound System how to do their live set.
We got some career advice for you.
Hey James, you need to listen up.
This is a segment of Hey James.
From James to James.
True.
James, John, and James.
Yeah.
Call in.
They opened with Your City's a Sucker, which is really cool. They had, like,
interesting.
Very long building intro.
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Dance Yourself Clean was really funny because, like, everyone obviously knew it was coming, and there was, like, but also, like, I don't know, all, like, it really broke, like, it just people really started going nuts dancing.
I need to get the exact timestamp so I can just...
Is this really the time to be capturing the audio?
It's 3:05.
Okay.
3:05.
So you'll just say that whenever I...
Yeah. If I were LCD Sound System...
It's not as powerful if you just play the drop, though, or just play the snare, because you can't hear how quiet it was before.
Yeah, I don't think it's loud enough.
Also, it's being compressed out of WMFO, so you can't quite hear how different the volume is.
It's true.
It is quite funny, though.
Yeah.
What would you do if you were them?
If I were them, I would do it. I would do it after like the first like you know.
Oh, that'd be pretty exciting.
Really catch people off.
It would save a lot of time.
It would.
But I also
and if there's one thing that LCD Sound System is concerned about, it's brevity.
Get it in that tight, you know, 3:20, 3:40, no more than 4 minutes.
Look,
maybe for the last track on the record,
you wanted a hit, and LCD Sound System does hits. If there's one thing LCD Sound System does, it's hits.
Well, you know what I wanted? A crush!
Ugh, pow pow.
You like this is happening, right?
I do.
Okay, I don't. I mean, I like half the songs on it, but I dislike the other half.
I think most of the songs I like. Most of the songs I would give like a 7 or above out of 10.
Yeah.
The one song I don't like is Somebody's Calling Me, which, speaking of which, is somebody calling you, John?
I was about to look at the track list of This Is Happening.
Oh, okay. Well, I can read it off to you if you want.
And then American Dreams.
We can go through track by track every SCD song if you'd like.
No, I just want to just be clear about what I do like about
also,
this.
Also, Pitchfork already did that. Although not for American Dream.
Oh, there you go. Dance Yourself Clean, One Touch, I Can Change, You Wanted a Hit, and Home.
You don't like Drunk Girls?
No.
Aw.
I told you, I had a really bad experience the first time I heard it.
Okay, that's your fault. That's not the song's fault.
I also don't think it's that clever of a song. I don't think I, like, get the joke or whatever. I don't know. I don't think I get it. Now, that joke I get. So I like precisely 5 of the 10 songs.
That bit is here to stay. The one song I don't like on This Is Happening is probably Somebody's Calling Me. It's just super boring, and it's really loud.
Well, I feel that way about All I Want. I think that's
really
too
interesting.
Yeah.
Have you heard the London's?
Notification there?
Uh-oh.
Whoa. Can that be your new email?
Did you ever have AI? Did you ever have AIM Instant Messenger?
Of course.
Imagine saying that every time. I the London sessions for All I Want is pretty good live I like most of the cuts, which is maybe like why I like American Dream less than you do, because
really?
I had really high expectations given how much I like This Is Happening.
First of all, how many times have you like listened through it?
Listened through the album?
Yeah.
I'd say maybe like 6 or 6 to 8.
Okay.
Not a ton.
Okay,
I've listened to individual cuts more.
That's fine. I just want to make sure, because I think a lot of them are growers.
Yeah. Oh, I believe
not
that.
Not showers.
Oh, baby.
Oh, baby. No, let's get into it. I want to hear. Do you want to go track by track?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Yeah, of course. I would not. I wouldn't. I wouldn't mind doing that. So we album kicks off.
Yeah. You sit down in your easy chair
from humble beginnings
with a bottle of wine and a stereo remote.
with that quadraphonic sound set up
and your best friend sitting in your lap and a bunch of lava lamps. I don't know if you read the liner notes, but that is.
I don't know if you read the 40-page booklet. Deluxe edition.
With your coffee from James Murphy's Coffee Bar in New York. Oh, baby.
Man.
That nice Oh Baby blend. The album starts off with Oh Baby. I was just listening to this on the way in. I think this is a fantastic song.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's like super romantic and like powerful. And when the like organ comes in the chorus, I think that's such a huge like ray of light moment. When I first heard it, it seemed a little bland to me, but I just think it's like super powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And like it's just like a love song. It's just like a so that's my opening thought.
Yeah. I think my thoughts, I also thought it was a little I really wanted it to be another Dance Yourself Clean.
Yeah.
And that's where I thought it was going, but like
sure.
When you hit after hitting like the 4-minute mark, I was like, this is like this,
where's the?
It's here. It's, I missed the diddidits.
Yeah. Sorry. Continue.
I knew that the beat was there to stay.
Do we want to play a little sample?
Just we can play a quick sample. Of course we can. John, of course we can play a quick sample.
Just skip to like.
So yeah.
Skip
so,
to like a like 2 minutes in.
Sure.
Yeah,
I think it's a really good introduction to. I should probably log it. I think it's a really good introduction to the album's general sonic palette.
Yeah, I agree. It's like very big.
Yeah,
very like wide space.
Absolutely. Maybe not the danciest. Like, it's not the dance.
Yeah.
It's not a particularly dancey record.
There are absolutely
some dancey cuts
by LCD Standard compared, for sure. Although I would love to hear this live. I think live, like, I would really be dancing to this.
Yeah, I see that.
I can see it being super fun to play.
Sure. I agree. Yeah. Oh, just actually, we can save this for final thoughts.
Okay.
I just had another roving thought, but okay. I can wait.
Jamie's roving thoughts lay waste to the countryside. Oh baby. Yeah. Okay. But you like Oh Baby?
I like it.
Okay.
Right. I think it's I think it's probably their worst opener. It's my least favorite opener.
What does the self-titled album
get? An Daft Punk.
Oh, well, okay.
I mean, yeah.
They played that.
Ow, ow!
A mouse!
That's another good clip to cue up on the soundboard.
Okay, yeah, I mean, they do have a history of really great openers. But I think this still fits that tradition of, like, it's a big
song. Sure, it's different.
Song. It's different. It comes in.
It's so different.
Yeah. No, you're right. It probably is.
It absolutely grew on me, though. Yeah, I think it's
the same.
I think maybe it's a bit long.
Yeah,
I would have been cool with like 5 minutes. But that's just me. Shall we move on?
Yeah.
Other voices.
The first dancey cut.
I feel like the record.
This is a polarizing one.
Absolutely, I like it.
Okay, I like it a lot actually.
I like it.
I think this might be my really cool. Second favorite one on the record.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe third.
Okay. Interesting.
Favorite. Yeah. Well, I want. What do you think?
I really like the Nancy's spoken part.
Yeah.
I think that part's awesome.
Yeah, it's very cool.
It's so cool. I love how it, yeah, that's the whole like really synthy like breakdowny part where she comes in and like does the thing and like
these are the halls.
No, it's so cool.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Let's cue that up.
Yeah.
Where is that in the record?
It's gotta be like 75% of the way through, maybe.
Yeah. I think it's so cool, and a really fun dancey cut, and very. I love how ethereal it is. This to me feels like a real. This really feels LCD to me.
Yeah.
I could definitely see this off of. I could maybe see this coming off of. Sound of Silver.
Sound of Silver. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think. Okay. I agree, and I kind of had that same thought. At the same time, like you got to remember, you know. Losing My Edge came out like 14 years ago,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so I'm not expecting them to make songs like that, even though I think they did do a really good one, which we'll get to later on this record, that is in that vein. But like, so yeah, I agree. And Sound of Silver probably is my favorite LCD record. And I do. Yeah. There are definitely good similarities, but I think like, this is kind of different. Like the stuff they're doing with the synth here and the guitar, like, with the synth, like, you know, and they do that some in one of the other ones too. Like, that I think is a different kind of vibe, even by their sort of dancey standards.
Absolutely. When I was first listening to this, I really wanted it to like break out of the groove and get into more of a driving groove, because like you have the emphasis on like the
yeah, right.
And I wanted it to like kind of like break into like a more like just steady 2 and 4.
But you like 6,
you know me, 8. I love those 2s
love
and 4s.
You love 6-8. No.
I do like 6-8 too. I really
I
think 6-8. No 6-8 on this album.
They don't really
actually,
do 6-8.
American
Dream. Yep. Look at us.
Not to read ahead or anything.
Not to read ahead. Yeah, I think we can agree. Other voices, great, just dancey, like tribal drum track.
Yeah.
A lot to love. Good, cool lyrics.
Yeah,
very fun.
Reminds me a lot of what does it remind? It reminds me a lot of Pow Pow.
Well, if you like Pow Pow, then that's good.
I do like Pow Pow.
Pow Pow. I mean, yeah, sure. Move on.
All right.
Now I think we're getting into the much more polarizing stuff. Do you like? I used to.
I'm honestly somewhat indifferent.
Okay.
I think it gets old. I think it's too long. I think this beginning part like really draws me in.
Yeah.
I really, again, it's super atmospheric. Especially when like the boop boop boops come in.
Yeah.
Like that's cool.
Yeah.
think it goes on for a bit too long.
I do agree. It is too long.
Yeah.
definitely.
Yeah.
That said, I was listening to this while I was working out.
Sure.
This week, and it was really good. That, because like when it's like, then it'll go, you know, yeah, it just felt like it really, it does swell and it has a nice climax.
Sure.
But I agree, it's a little long and, I mean, yeah, it's pretty epic.
Yeah.
But yeah, it doesn't, it's not super interesting.
Yeah, I mean, you skip to like the, like not really much changes. Like I skipped to like the 4 minute mark. It's like there's like a bit of more layering, but it just, I feel like more could have been done.
Yeah. I agree.
Not probably my in the lower half of favorite cuts.
I think that's fair. But again, I think the climax is good and it's a good vocal performance by him.
Yeah.
And I think like for what the song is about, the music does fit it really well. It feels very like, you know, very like ending and death and all that.
Death. Cool.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm not giving that song enough credit. Maybe if I listen to it more. But like, I don't know, I think it's a bit too long.
I think you're right to put it in the lower half.
Sure.
For sure.
Sure.
Okay. Change your mind?
Least favorite.
Really?
Okay. Hands down my least favorite.
It's definitely.
I don't like this group.
Do you think, okay, and do you find the guitar to be super ugly?
Yes. I think it's just kind of an ugly song.
It is kind of an ugly song. I agree. This isn't, it's not my literal least favorite.
Also the vocals I don't like.
It might be my second least favorite. Yeah.
Just, I can't, like, I can never, I can't, I just can't get into grooves like this.
I know. It's
not
like,
at all.
It's just like really slow. And like, I just don't find that guitar, it's not interesting enough to justify how ugly it is.
Yeah.
You know?
What does this track need?
I don't know. And I remember, I think
we got these kicking drums.
I think I remember Pitchfork being like comparing it to like, oh, it's a very like esque guitar, and I was like, I don't give a crap about that. Like, no, it sounds really grating. Like,
yeah. It's just not. It's not. I don't know. It's just not. There's nothing fun about it. There's nothing I find really particularly engaging. It's
I don't
like,
really care about the lyrics. I don't really know.
It reminds me of like Reflector, the new Arcade Fire. I don't know. You've never been a really big Arcade Fire guy.
Yeah.
Okay. It kind of reminds me of like all of Reflector.
Okay.
And just how just massive of a letdown that was for me. And not to mention
their
latest.
I remember you wouldn't leave your room for weeks when that came out. I remember. I had to bring you soup through a cat flap. Yeah, I agree. Change your mind. It's pretty boring and just ugly.
Man. Well, John, it seems like we're in a bit of a rut here. In terms of the record.
Oh,
bit of a valley, but fortunately, coming up.
Oh yeah. Okay, let's talk about this. I have mixed feelings about this song.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you really liked it.
Okay, when I first heard
it, I remember you really liked
it. I texted you and I thought it was amazing.
Sure.
I still do think it's like objectively awesome. I just don't know if I would ever like want to listen to it, really. Like, it's so huge and it's cool, but it's kind of like when it really hits with the, you know, the big like synth hits and stuff.
Yeah.
That to me is like, it's just kind of like Dance Yourself Clean in a different key, which is not a put down, but I don't know. It's not something I would just want to be like, oh dude, like check out this song. Like this is the way I would with other voices or even I used to. Like, I think I could just more comfortably listen to that. Like,
sure. Actually.
It's like a rock opera. I mean,
it's a song you listen to if you're listening to the whole album.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a centerpiece.
And that's fine. I mean, I certainly, from an artistic standpoint, understand why you want that there. But just, like, in terms of, do I like the song? Like,
Yeah. I think when the groove actually comes in, it's a really awesome groove.
Yeah.
It's probably my third favorite on the record.
Okay.
It does sort of feel like Dance Yourself Clean in a sense, but like obviously darker.
Much darker.
And like
so much darker. How do you sleep? Hey bro, how do you sleep?
Question.
Seriously. I really want to know.
Yeah,
I think I like it. I like it a lot.
Sure.
I think it's a really interesting, like, I think it's, I love the anger. It's just, it's like the most, it's, yeah. I think it's his angriest
it's
song.
It's a different tone for sure.
And like,
which is cool.
Yeah. And I really dig it. And it's just, so I really like how epic it is.
I know, John, I know you're not one for cuts over 4 minutes, but...
Can't stand them. You won't find a single one in my catalog. I think everything eventually has one cut under 4 minutes.
Yeah, it's a lot of songs in that album.
I'll say, like, I'm sort of like, I'm proud of it. I think it's super cool. And listening through the whole record, it is an amazing, like, oh, dang. Like, you know, yeah, it's a great big centerpiece song. And I think it's really cool that they did that. And I think, like, LCD, as in terms of kind of looking at them in the broader picture of, like, a great band, like, you kind of need something like this.
Yeah.
You know, it was like a big, like, this and Black Screen are both, like, just these big things that I'm glad they did, but I, you know, are they the best listening?
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah. It's not not good listening. Definitely not.
Yeah. Some feedback. The album wasn't good to listen to.
I mean, you're not gonna throw on How Do You Sleep at a party unless it's a really, really cool party.
Really, really, like, three floors underground party.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. Boom, 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 boom.
You know. Or if the DJ's, like, really mad at someone in Europe or something. And you know. To put a cut that ambitious, like, in the like, I don't think the cuts leading up to this song are good enough for me to be like, all right, like, I dig. But, like, the song individually, the song itself, I like. Okay. I don't think I enjoyed the album up to this point enough to, like, really be super into this cut. The first, especially the first time I listened to it.
Okay.
I was expecting, like, I go into albums with a lot of expectations.
Yeah.
Is what we've learned.
You thought it would be dancier.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Sure.
I guess, given the singles, I wasn't really sure. I kind of didn't think it would be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which,
speaking of singles.
Let's get to the singles here. Okay. Tonight, easily my favorite song on the record.
Same.
Maybe my favorite song of, like, the year.
Same.
Okay. Oh, great. Whoa. I thought maybe you didn't like it.
Pull it back. No, I... Okay. Actually, you go. You go first.
I went first on How Do You Sleep. You can go first.
That's fair. yeah, tonight, did not like it when it came out. Did not, was not a huge fan of it.
I'm sorry. Is there a song after Black Screen?
On the Spotify, like, deluxe, it's like, it's like some, it's, yeah, it's some okay. other,
sorry,
I don't know what
I
that
just,
is.
I was like, wait, did I miss that? Okay, sorry. Yeah.
It's just, it's James Murphy's review of the Ona album.
So you didn't like when it first came out.
I didn't like when it first came out. I was disappointed. I was expecting, like, I don't know, because this was post Call the Police American Dream.
Yeah,
it came out, like, a month after,
right?
If I remember correctly.
Quite a bit later. This came out in August.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. For reference.
Dang. This is later.
Call the Police and American Dream came
months
out
later.
In March.
Oh,
this
wow.
came out in August. Album came out September 1st,
that's
I think.
So off.
September 3rd.
I when it came out, I was underwhelmed by it. Now it's my favorite song on the album.
And why is that?
Hands down. Cuz it's the groove is awesome.
The groove is awesome
and yeah. the message is really I like the lyrics.
I agree.
And it's so I love how it builds. I think it builds better than any song on this album. I think it really earns its length.
Totally.
It's fun. I don't know. It's fun and super groovy.
It's fun and, like, funny. I think the lyrics, I've not gotten tired of them. Like, I've listened to this a bunch, and I always just think it's, like, perfectly written. And I don't know. There's a good mix of kind of, like, that. It feels pretty loose in parts. But then it really tightens up and has this great, like, that's all right. Like, you know, that's a great, and the groove is so good.
Yeah. Awesome groove.
Yeah. I've been listening to this a ton. I just think it's, I don't know. And it's just, like, funny.
And the ending is really cool. Like, the way just it builds and then drops off and then builds again. Like, I really dig it.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
And it just, I don't know. I think that's, like,
keeps me coming back.
In terms of, like, his wheelhouse of what he writes about, I think this is where he's strongest.
Yeah.
Like, it gets at, like, music, culture, and all, like kind of festival culture, too, of, like, because I've just, having been at a couple festivals, like, you get this sense, I think, of, like, people there are just, like, clinging. Like, they just need to be, like, young and, like, at this thing. You know, or, you know, that's what I sense when I'm there. And, like, this, I is a pretty good, like, pastiche of that mindset. Even though, like, LCD is totally a part of that, and, like, they're such big parts, like, the festival scene, I think this is, a good kind of response to it.
Mm.
That's how I read it, anyway.
Yeah.
I think at this point, like, he's so old that I...
Just to bring his
age.
I wouldn't kiss him.
Look, John, we had to bring it up. We had to bring up the age.
Yeah.
We had to bring up the fact that James Murphy is now like 60 years old. He's like 40, but he's like 45.
He's 46, I think, yeah. After he got that hip replacement.
He just like...
it shows on the record, you know? You can tell.
Oh, boy.
What are you going to say? He's so old.
After getting that, yeah. I think it can come off as like he's like kind of like just like kind of like nah, like waving his cane a bit, maybe a bit.
Hey, that's fine with me. I mean,
yeah, and he's just like kind of like that like mangy like I don't know record shop guy who's just like mangy. Sick of everything and yeah. just like
well, he acknowledges
hates everything
that,
like, and
like literally in the song.
Yeah, I don't know
his middle aged ramblings. Yeah, do you not like that sense that he's waving his cane?
I think this song does the best job of not seeming it, making it seem like that. I don't really, at first I kind of was like, eh, but now I'm kind of over it. But that was definitely a factor for me at first was like, man, he just seems like really like, just like,
but hasn't he always
like
been
lighten
that?
Up?
I'm losing my edge is a total cane wave.
But it's like, but that's so like, he's so like,
they're a band it's not that writes preachy. Songs it's about not, a band writing songs.
It's not preachy at all though. Cause it's like the point of that song is that he like, it's, he's the one at fault. Like he, like it's a, and it's like a big joke. Like he's not like criticizing people.
I think he is.
I think it's more of a self critique than anything.
No. He's got that line of like, and I heard that you're like, you sold your guitars and bought synthesizers or like you bought analog synths to make something real. Like, I get that I think he's criticizing himself, but that's also like a whole thing. I think that's very like, God, like kids, like the indie scene is so like obsessed with like just this vague sense of like being authentic, but it doesn't really have any of that. I don't know.
I think that's a fair argument. He's so outwardly snarky about it that it's like, I think ultimately he's just making fun of himself. Hmm. Also, Alana just texted me, WTF.
Dude, don't listen to the critics. Don't listen to the haters.
Except for you, James Murphy. Listen up.
Hey, James.
Hey, James.
Look, from James to James, just because of truth.
From one James to another.
Look, Alana can deal. As if she was like always glued to your show anyway, frankly. I mean,
yeah. Look, I'm not going to stop. I wasn't planning on stopping.
Look, we're halfway through. I mean,
maybe we can stop and come back 5 years later and start this up again.
No, Jamie. We can't be like them. We got to make it through the record.
But going back, okay. That's a fair. That's a fair point. I think
you have a fair point too.
Yeah, I can pretty easily like tune that out and just really just listen to the groove and like just really dig how it sound how the song sounds. Because ultimately for me, I've always just been more about it's been more about the music.
I understand.
Yeah.
It was a very satisfying style. Kind of stylistically, it felt older for them, but also it didn't feel like they're trying to like recapture something. You know? It sounded like it really did fit on this record.
Yeah, absolutely.
Brandon and I were talking about this a lot. Yeah, it's my favorite song, for sure, on the record. And
of the year. Of the year.
Positive of the year. I think this is album of the year for me, and I think this is song of the year.
That's amazing.
I mean, I don't know. A lot of my favorite bands have released music this year, but I think this is it.
Moving on.
Yeah, let's do it.
Pow Pow.
Call it Police.
Pow Pow.
I don't love it.
Right, you've never been a fan.
This is bottom half for me, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is my second favorite song on the record.
I mean, I'll be clear. I like it. I mean, I really like this record. So bottom half, you know, still means I like it. But in the way that, like, Change Your Mind. Yeah, I mean, so I don't like how it's produced, I guess, first of all.
Yeah.
I don't like how it's kind of, like, strokesy, like, through this, like, it sounds like the whole thing's being played through an amp, sort of. And hearing it live was cool, but I just didn't really connect with it. I feel like I don't really know what it's about. It's just kind of like this big like festival song kind of, and again, it sounds cool, but I don't feel like I get anything new from it, from them. Like, in a way that American Dream, I didn't really like at first, but that has super grown on me as a very interesting, cool song. We'll get to that, of course. But, I don't know. Yeah, just didn't jump out at me, I guess.
Interesting. When it came out, I was, when I first heard this single, of course, the first single to be released from this album, I was really happy they weren't doing it like something like drastically different. I'm really glad it wasn't a major departure. You know, and so I was super thankful for that. And I think that in a way like really contributed to my liking of the song. I think it just has, I just love the energy.
Yeah, it has that.
I agree, the production like maybe detracts. But I just like listen to it really loud to compensate. It's just like, I don't know. I think it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's a great song for sure. I think it's like, and it's a ton of fun. It's very energy. And it was fun hearing it live, but, you know, in terms of like the other stuff that the album offers, I don't think it's in the bottom half.
Some of the lyrics are a bit cringy, I think, on this record. There's one that's like, he's like, gives me the blues. And it's like, ugh. It's like, I don't know. It's, and like call the police. It's like,
call the police.
It's like, all right.
Yeah.
You know, the title of the song. You know, I think musically, I super dig the chorus. I think it's a ton of fun. And I'd really love to hear it live. And like when it goes back, when it goes right back into that riff in an A, I dig it. I really like it. I don't know.
But answer me this.
It's a lot of fun.
Does it hold a candle to All My Friends?
Oh, not even close.
Okay, well, see, yeah, that's kind of like, that was my main takeaway at first.
Yeah, I mean, if I was comparing this album to
riff in A.
Well, this is a lot of A riffage. Yeah, I mean, no.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know. It's an A, but like... John, I don't know if you realize this, but...
It's also in 4-4.
It's no 6-8. It's no... No, I...
4-4, no 6-8.
John, agree to disagree. Agree to disagree.
Yeah,
I think...
I get it.
I think it's funny, because like, I think we... Maybe we like it equally, but you just like the album as a whole,
more. Yeah.
Than I do. We just think of it the same.
Yeah, that could be.
Yeah, I think it's a great song.
I see it as sort of filler.
Sure.
A great album.
That's fair.
You maybe don't. Yeah.
Moving on. Speaking of filler.
Yeah. American Dream. Tell me about it. What do you think?
No, I don't think it's filler. It's also grown on me. I would never turn it on and listen to it.
Interesting.
I would never just listen to it.
Okay.
And like the lyrics, I mean, I don't know. Just instrumentally, I'm not a fan of it.
Hmm.
The lyrics to me, it like kind of, I don't know. I feel like I'm kind of forced to listen to the lyrics more, and they're better than a lot of the other stuff here.
I think so. Yeah, I super connect with the lyrics of this song.
Mm-hmm.
For the record, I think it's really sad, but also kind of hopeful. Like, I don't know. Yeah, it's about just like. Well, I don't need to get too into that, but like,
I
super connect with the lyrics.
Sure.
And the music I think is like really epic. It's another one of those things, kind of like Oh Baby, where they kind of have that organ sound a little bit, and it just sounds like huge. And I love like when it comes in for like the it's okay, you know, and it just really comes in. I mean, okay, I had a big turnaround when I saw this live. I thought the music was way cooler after I heard it live.
Sure.
I will say that.
It just feels like another Somebody's Calling Me almost. It really reminds me of that slow, really grating synths. Lyrics are like singing's like I don't know. Singing is better.
He's not a good singer. I mean, it's, you know.
I think he's an alright singer.
I think he's a fine singer, but that's not what he like is.
Sure.
Know?
No, that's fair.
Yeah.
It's like, man.
Yeah. Yeah. The synths are pretty grating. I mean, they're just very sharp and like kind of metallic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think this is my second favorite.
Mm.
We can do top fives, I think.
Sure.
At the end. I know that's a top half, but I do want to hear like a top five ranking for you at the end.
Moving on. If you gotten all your thoughts out.
I think so.
Emotional Haircut.
least favorite song.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. That's so interesting.
By far. Okay, to me, this is a bad U2 song. That's all it is. He sounds exactly like Bono. This is like U2 when they're trying to be funny. Yeah, I hate it.
Wow. Interesting.
I don't hate it. I do genuinely dislike it. I think it's a bad song.
Okay,
that's fair. Pretty much would never listen to it by choice.
No, that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, it used to be one of my favorites. Uh-huh. Now it's like my fourth favorite.
Okay.
Like I used to think like the emotional hit. Like I thought when I was like, oh, that's so cool. They're yelling that. Now it's kind of like,
because it kind of sounds like the like drunk girls, like just like, you know, emotional haircut.
Oh, it's just more so. Yeah. But I do still like the drunk because it's funny. I don't know. I think it's funny.
Yeah.
It's funny. I don't know.
Hold on. Let's just be, I want to hear the first line.
Like I think. Again, it's like, it just, it, I love the guitars and how atmospheric it sounds, how ethereal it sounds. I dig that.
Musically, it's
cool. It also really picks up, I think, like towards the end. I don't know. I think it builds really nicely. Wow. So many great sound snippets to throw on the We're Having Fun soundboard.
Yeah. Okay. No, it does pick up. I think when it gets to like, you got numbers on your phone that you can't delete, like that's cooler, but I just can't help but hear you too. Like,
that's fair.
And I'm actually getting more into YouTube, but there's a definitive side of them that I don't like, and it is the stuff that's like this, where it's just like, we're a rock band! That's all I hear, really. You know? Like, yeah. This is a stadium rock song, and I'm singing like this! You know, like, kind of this... Yeah. It just sounds like it's trying super hard to be this certain kind of song. Yeah, you can go to the...
Like, the ending, though... It's so cool. It's fun.
But this is not the kind of band that they are. They're not a rock band, you know? The guitar, like, as... North American Scum is pretty much about as guitar-y as I want them to get, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It just sounds like a YouTube song to me. No, I mean, again, yeah, no, this is the one that I do think is a bad song.
It's no Get On Your Boots.
Sexy boots. Yeah, that's all I have to say. Bad. No offense. Love the record.
No. None taken.
All right.
From
John to James.
From John to James.
Bad song. That's okay. I've written a bad song.
No, that's fair. It's a bit corny.
My bad songs haven't been listened to by 2 million people, so it's less of a sin.
And let's bring it on home.
Black screen?
Black screen.
Or home.
Oh, man, I wish.
So, I mean, okay, I think I've only heard this song twice in full, honestly. I think it's really cool. But, you know, it's bottom half, just because sort of similarly to How Do You Sleep, it's not really something it's not just like a cut that I would listen to.
Yeah.
I think it fits really well on the record, and it's beautiful. Like, I think it's a huge musical accomplishment. It's such a unique song.
Yeah, I usually skip it when I listen to the, because I just don't want to listen.
You just stop listening to the album. Skipping the last track is just...
I skip to Pulse.
Love the Pulse.
I'm more of a Pulse guy. No, to me it's just like full first. Okay, so again, obviously more lyrically focused track, in my opinion. To me, it just feels like it just so much more like, again, I don't know. It doesn't, just in the way that, and I feel like in the same sense that Emotional Haircut didn't feel like LCD to you, like this doesn't feel like LCD to me.
Sure.
It's too sad. I don't like it. I don't like sad. I don't go to LCD Sound System for sad. or
I want to be happy.
Like, yeah, I don't know.
They write sad music.
Also, this album being like a whole like ode to David Bowie too, like that really adds to, and like, this hot take coming here.
Bring it.
I never liked. I didn't like Black Star. Was not a fan of it.
Whoa.
Hey.
Whoa. I'm out of here.
James Murphy.
Okay. I actually. So full disclosure. I'm not really a Bowie fan. I don't dislike him. I just don't know him very well.
Black Star left. Just honestly, it left a super bad taste in my mouth, and I hated the vocals on it.
I'm sorry, Jamie.
Really,
posthumous release wasn't good enough for you.
Really, no. I mean, I can definitely, I definitely understand the acclaim.
I get it.
I'm not saying it's a bad album. Just for me, I just really didn't like it.
I understand.
It was just it was a bit. I don't know. I just didn't like the vocals.
I haven't heard it. I mean,
The instrumentals are weird. Well, and maybe it's
James,
for me.
Maybe if James Murphy had plucked. Although the
I have met the saxophonist who played on the album.
What?
Yeah, yeah. He came to my high school and did like a concert. It was pretty awesome. Yeah. This is like before he got like huge.
Whoa.
In before he played with Bowie.
Yeah, right.
So like whenever I'm reminded of this, I'm kind of reminded of like how much I didn't like Black Star, and then it's kind of like, you know.
Interesting.
And like,
are you a Bowie guy?
I've never been a big Bowie guy.
Okay. But you like know him?
Yes. Okay, I listened to his Berlin trilogy.
I don't even really know him.
I've listened to his stuff. I didn't just go into Black Star like, oh, this is.
Yeah, yeah. No, I do want to listen to the Berlin stuff.
I've listened to that, and I certainly enjoy that more than I did Black Star. Just, you know.
Sure.
So like, yeah, just whenever I think of the song, it's like, it kind of reminds me of Black Star and how much I didn't like it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, I don't know.
It's kind of like more art than music.
Yeah, I didn't like that. That's not what I go to LCD's house system for, and so as a result, I didn't like it.
I understand. Yeah, no, I agree. It's bottom half for me. But I at the same time, like, as a piece of kind of sound art, basically, like, it is really spectacular.
Sure.
I mean, I think the way it's produced and the words and the, I don't know, I think it, I do think it earns its length and, like, it's a meditation, you know? And I know you don't come to LCD for that, and that's totally justified, but for what it is, it's a totally other mood. I've never really heard any song that is like it, I would say.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Boom, 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 boom. That's how it goes.
I was just waiting for the bun in it.
That would have been weird. Right at the end.
Dance Yourself reprise.
Dance Yourself dirty. Can we do top five?
Oh man, that would be so funny. I'm gonna do a hot mashup. See, the internet allows us to do these sweet mashups.
It allows you.
It's been.
Oh God, don't do that, please.
Top fives. Okay. Yeah. Seems like you have your top five in order.
I got it in line. I mean, it's a 10-track record, so it's, you know.
Sure.
But I have it in order, yeah. Do you?
I'm still thinking it through.
Okay, I'll give you a sec. While you're thinking, I'll take this opportunity to, if anyone is looking for some music to listen to, you can always search for John Merfeld
on, put that plug
on Spotify. Everything Eventually is the new record, but I think my back catalog is fine too. I'm on the new record's not on SoundCloud. Just search on Spotify. Everyone has Spotify.
Next time when you come back, we can do this whole thing, but for your album.
No.
Unbiased.
We'll do it for some other album. We haven't even, I mean, we got to do the whole Wheeze. So actually, other plug, Jamie and I, it's in the pre-production stages.
It's in the works.
We're going to have a Weezer podcast, call it the Weekly Wheeze.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it'll be distributed, maybe not on this station, but, you know.
We want the rights.
It's going to be good. Yeah, it's going to be, I'm really looking forward to that. I've really enjoyed this discussion. And I think about Weezer, it's going to just be way funnier.
I agree. Weezer doesn't have a black screen, really. Yeah. There's no
Rivers would screw that up royally. I mean, Beach Boys is Rivers' black screen. All right, do you
turn it up? It's the black screen.
You got your five? You got your five, James?
I do have my five.
Okay, do you want to go back and forth, like up 5-1?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, what's your five?
My five, Oh Baby.
Okay, yep, that's fair. My five is I Used To.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, it'll be fine.
My four?
Wait, let's snake it. So we'll go.
All right.
My four is Oh Baby. Yeah.
So. Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. My four would be, oh man, my four is, I have to say, Emotional Haircut.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you said.
Yeah, I dig it.
Hey, Jamie, I'd like to give you an Emotional Haircut. Or just a regular one. Okay. What's your three?
Every time you, I feel like every time we say that song title, we have to say like, Emotional Haircut!
Dark Girls!
Okay. My number three.
Yeah.
Other Voices.
Okay.
Other Voices.
Yep.
Big fan.
That's also my number three.
And there you go.
Hey, we're not so different after all.
There's that overlap.
Yeah. Well, we'll get to our main difference here at the end when we do final thoughts.
So emotional haircut must be your number two.
No. American Dream is my number two.
Okay.
Attendant is obviously
Call the Police is my number two.
Okay, all right.
Although, honestly, Other Voices and Call the Police are super close. I might reconsider rearranging Other Voices to make it my number two.
Controversial substitution. Did you hear? Jamie switched his number two and three slots in his LCD sound system American Dream top five.
I can almost hear them clicking into place, snapping into place. Yeah. Call the Police is barely number two for me.
Okay. Yeah.
And let's bring it home with that number one, John.
Tonight! Oh, yeah.
Tonight.
Yeah. Clearly the best cut.
Yeah. Everybody check that
out. Far and away the best cut.
Spelled the modern way.
Yeah. Cool music video, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's fun.
Is it like about night time?
They're on a spinning stage.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's
one
fun.
One of those kind.
Yeah.
Very LCD.
Final thoughts. I think this record is so great. It's really different. It's not necessarily what you would expect from an LCD sound system record. Although I think from my vantage point of like Sound of Silver really being my favorite, and like, you know, I wasn't there when like This Is Happening was released, but it does like, I don't know. It just felt like, I don't know. Maybe they, to me, like This Is Happening, it seemed like they were almost running out of ideas. I know you don't feel that way.
I really don't feel that way.
Yeah. And so for this, I feel like I didn't love all the things they tried. Like Emotional Haircut and Change Your Mind, I feel like are both kind of like experiments that ended badly. But I think it's like it's super fresh. And even the stuff that sounds like kind of classic, like Tonight and Other Voices, like, and yeah, it sounds like those are pretty much our favorites. But like, those even sounded like new and like bigger. I like produced in a more cool way. So yeah, I love it. I think the themes of it, I really connected with, Oh Baby, like I said, like Oh Baby, American Dream, Tonight. Like I just lyrically, I think that's some of his best stuff.
Sure.
And, yeah, I really connected with it. This might be my album of the year.
Fascinating. Yeah. Can I get that Pitchfork rating? Do you believe in ratings? You don't really do ratings, do you?
Not really.
Okay, I'm not gonna make you.
My mind isn't like organized enough to think of it that way.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I give it a six.
Really?
I would.
Well, I would definitely give it more than a six.
That's fair. No, I would definitely give it a six. I think I'm lukewarm on it. You can't separate this album from its context. At least I can't.
That's another thing that listeners should know between us is I think you're a little sour about how they handled the whole breakup goodbye thing.
It's not even about them. I'm not like, they did it for the money. Like, yeah. I don't care. If it's a good record, it's a good record.
Yeah, yeah.
It's more like I just wish it was better and more like their older stuff. And like, they made such a big deal out of leaving and they like, I don't know. It just feels a bit awkward to me and it was a bit of a letdown. But not a bad, by no means a bad record. Mm-hmm. Definitely above average for me.
There are a few
really great cuts. There are a few like eights and nines on this sure. record for me.
Yeah.
Just a lot of like stuff that I would not come back to. If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
My album of the year is probably New Fleet Foxes.
Crack Up. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I will say I've actually been listening to that and I'm a fan of that now.
Really?
I didn't like it first pass. It all sounded the same to me, but listening to it more, it doesn't sound like that. So I'm getting to that. So we can talk about that.
Looks
later.
Like it cracked you up.
It did crack.
Looks like it cracked you.
I'm digging.
Get cracked by the crack up.
Yeah. No, I understand. Like I was telling Brandon, like I don't know how much. Well, no, it's really grown on me. Like I don't know how much I'll come back to it instead of Sound of Silver, say, but like, or even like LCD Sound System, like because there's some great cuts on that, but like. I don't know. Yeah, it's really grown on me. I really love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair.
In a way that I didn't even think it would, even though I liked it at first pass. I kind of thought, okay, well, it'll be, you know, it'll kind of be cool, sure. And then I'll forget about it, but no, sure. It's grown.
Well,
yeah.
Actually, you know what? My album of the year... Oh, man. This is tough, man. Have you heard the new Sweet Found Stevens Carrying the Live? It's not...
No.
Okay, because that actually might be... I don't know, man. That's okay. It's really good.
Yeah. I haven't, for the past few months, I haven't been listening to much new music.
Understandable.
Of course,
you've been busy.
Yeah, I got back. I've the new Beck album, the new Weezer album. Of course, I've heard. And I haven't listened to the new Courtney Barnett yet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Brennan wasn't super hot on it either.
Anyway, John.
Yeah.
Thanks for swinging by.
Hey, dude. I'm glad we got to do this justice. Dude, I can't believe we talked for 50 minutes about one record. That's really fun.
Really gives me a lot more faith. Not to say I didn't have faith before.
In the Weeze? Yeah.
In the Weeze.
Yeah, I know.
We could definitely do, like...
We totally can.
If we can do almost an hour on American Dream, who's to say how long we could do on Maladroit? Just saying.
If we do a couple minutes on that, I mean, sure. Yeah, now, whether it's compelling radio is another question. But I feel like if you're out there and you're an LCD fan, I hope this was an illuminating discussion. I definitely learned a lot from hearing what you said. I agree with a lot of what you said that was different from what I thought.
Sure. Yeah.
It's fun. Oh, man. Yeah. Oof. Yeah, hey, thanks for having me, James.
Yeah, thanks for chitting the chat.
Can I read a PSA?
You most certainly may.
All right, I want to do it in character. I used to do these great character PSAs. Oh, man, this old book.
They got a new one. They got a new binder.
Really?
It feels real good when you unclip it.
Wait, what?
When
do you unclip it, Jamie?
When I take the PSAs out and then...
Woof!
Yeah, feel that action?
It's hot action. oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, gosh. So, this really takes
Seems
me
like
back.
We've hit a wall.
This really takes me back,
oh,
honestly.
Boy.
Ooh, all right. I don't know if I know this one. This is a pretty weird picture.
Oh, that's been around for a while. That's a classic.
I don't know if we ever did this one.
I've done that one.
Do you have a preference of what character I do?
No. I want to be surprised. Maybe don't do Ming. I feel like that's too easy. You could do Ming.
I didn't even think about Ming. Now I'm totally doing Ming. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's okay. You don't have to do Ming.
It feels kind of weird to do Ming for like an extended period of time. Just feels a little targeted.
It's a lengthy PSA.
Yeah, because I love Ming.
I do too.
Yeah, no, I know you do, but I just, it's a, you know, it's...
Let's do something that's maybe less likely to offend.
That's right. I'm going to be in character as the guys from Emotional Haircut. Walking is good exercise, PSA. Although other physical activity can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent emotional alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus to Medford, or in Medford, to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. No sickies on this track. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money. And with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. A public service message from WMFO in Medford. Tufts Community Radio!
Amazing.
Emotional haircut. Oh, baby.
Oh, baby. All right, well, I'm gonna...
What are you gonna close with a track? Predictable.
John, if you've listened to my show at all,
I haven't.
You know I need to process those requests.
I know you're having fun. Yeah.
And I'm already behind on.
What does your dad want to hear this week?
My dad. Speaking of LCD sound system. No, my dad. He wants a little Led Zeppelin. So I'm gonna give it to him. Give him a bit of a Led Zeppelin. Thanks. Well, John.
Led Zeppelin 4. Yeah. Hey, Jamie. Thanks for having me.
Outdoor. Yeah. Some fresh Achilles dash stand. All right, folks. Well, thank you for listening. I'm not gonna be back next week because of the break that we got.
Ooh, but, controversial. Jamie celebrates Thanksgiving.
You bet. Nah, I love it.
Yeah.
It's the emotional haircut of holidays for me.
Oh, true. You just...
All right, folks.
What's that even mean?
I'll be back in a week. Oh, no. Oh, shoot.
Oh, baby.
Oh, baby.
Troubles.
Keep, folks, keep it tuned right here. To okay, it failed. Shoot. Oh man, it's messing up.
Boss those teeth around.